Eastern Kentucky University President Michael Benson has made his case for state financial support during what's shaping up to be a very difficult budget year. Benson testified before the House Budget Review Subcommittee on Post-Secondary Education. Under Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin's pension reform plan, EKU's pension costs would go from $22 million to $32 million in July. Benson asked for some flexibility to create savings.
For all future employees, we would like to mandate that they do not go into the KRS system, that they go into a defined contribution plan.
Benson also asked legislators to consider removing a 5% penalty on employees who choose not to participate in the Kentucky Employee Retirement System. Committee Chair James Tipton says it's important to look at education budgets from kindergarten through post-secondary across the board, adding that there are a lot of pressing financial needs.
Dollars are very precious. The big question in the room is when pension reform legislation comes out, will there be any cost savings to that?
Tipton says it may not be a huge amount of money, but some savings might be able to go to higher education. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.